New Heaven and Earth. A message of hope to believers of all faiths, atheists, agnostics. From the book of Isaiah 65, 17, "For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered or come to mind." From the book of 2 Peter 3, 13, "But in keeping with his promise we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth, where righteousness dwells." From the book of Revelation 21, 1, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea." Message from Jesus on April 8, 2012, "So many believe that my second coming is the end of the world. It may be the end of times as you know it, but it is only the beginning of the glorious future planned by my eternal Father for all his children. Heaven and earth will become one. One won't exist without the other. The righteous will live in my new paradise and there will be great abundance in all things. So much wonder can never be described in human terms. Great peace and joy will be felt by every soul who inherits the right to be part of my kingdom. My heart breaks when I see fear in your eyes, children, when I refer to the end times. Instead, I ask you to trust in my great love for you all and know that my promise is that you will be truly at home with me and your sorrows will be banished for eternity. The new paradise I promise is to be revealed to humanity very soon. Do not waste one single moment in fear. Rejoice. Look forward to your future. Trust in me completely, for I love you too much to ever let you down. Pray that all of my children will be humble and hard to accept the keys to paradise. Your Jesus." Messages from Heaven. Beginning from November 8, 2010, a woman named Maria Divine Mercy in Ireland has been receiving daily messages from the Blessed Trinity and the Blessed Virgin Mary. These messages are compiled in a book called the Book of Truth. In these messages, Jesus tells us that this generation will witness his second coming. Only God the Father knows the day and the hour of his coming. Message from Jesus on May 1, 2014, "My dearly beloved daughter, my promise to come again will be fulfilled in the lifetime of this generation. Many people in the world, at this time, are oblivious to the prophecies which are contained in the Most Holy Bible, regarding the great day of the Lord. To prepare for this time, my Father has instructed me to inform you that the date is set for my second coming, but only God, the Eternal Father, knows of this date. Even I, his only begotten Son, have no knowledge of this date, only that it will be soon. Many events will need to take place first, before the great renewal, but know that they will all take place swiftly and in rapid succession. Those who fear the great day must, instead, trust in me and pray for the souls of those who will do all they can to oppose me in my quest for souls. My plan is to bring even the most stubborn amongst you into my kingdom, for it is for the world. My kingdom will come, for it is God's plan and will complete the final covenant, according to the divine will of God. Pray, with generosity in your hearts, for the souls of those who need my mercy the most, and I will cover them with my precious blood. All that was in the beginning will be fulfilled at the end, and then there will exist a world without end. All begins and ends with my Father. Nothing will prevent my second coming. No man who opposes me or who tries to draw souls away from me will be permitted to defy me, for when I arrive, all my enemies will be cast away. I will salvage the weak, the fearful, the remorseful, the heretics, the heathen, the liars, the thieves, the murderers, all sinners. Not one of you is exempt from my mercy. I love all of you. Your Jesus. The warning before the second coming. The return of Jesus will be preceded by his final act of divine mercy, the illumination of conscience or the warning. This warning will be a mystical experience when everybody will see the state of their soul before God, the good they have done or the grief they have caused to others and ultimately to Jesus. This event will prove to everyone without doubt that God exists, and it will give to all a last chance to ask forgiveness. According to Jesus, many people will not change even after the warning. Therefore, he is asking everyone to help him to save these people by praying and offering up sacrifices for them. He can do anything, but he cannot interfere with man's free will. Message from Jesus on November 22, 2010. This great warning, out of mercy and love as a last gift to my children, will happen soon. Every single one of my children will be shown their lives, their sins, their wrongdoings, and every single insult they were responsible for against their brothers and sisters, all during a mystical experience. Not one man, woman or child on this earth will be excluded. Some will be deeply shocked and saddened by the sins in their lives and will immediately turn to me, their just judge, and redeem themselves. They will, out of love and sorrow, ask for mercy. Others will be so sickened and shocked by the way in which their sins will be revealed that they will drop dead before they have a chance to ask for forgiveness. And then there will be those who follow the deceiver. They, in their terror, when they see the wicked sins in their past life flash in front of them, will flee. They will try to hide, but there is nowhere to go. Ducking and diving, they will either accept what they see and ask for forgiveness there and then, or they will turn away and squirm in shame and horror but will not ask for mercy. The false prophet. Message from Jesus on February 17, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, the schism within the Catholic Church, as foretold, will now be witnessed, for all the world to see. The departure of my dearly beloved Holy Vicar, Pope Benedict XVI, marks the beginning of the end. I have, through you, my chosen prophet, over the last 2 years, tried to prepare my church on earth for this sad event. The Masonic elite have grasped control over my church, and they will wield the most wicked deceit upon Catholics. The keys of Rome are now within my hands, having been passed over to me by my Father. I will direct all of my followers so that the truth can be sustained and that my holy word remains intact. The false prophet will now take over the seat in Rome, and my word, just as it was in my time on earth, will be treated as heresy. Make no mistake, for as the deceit is presented to the world, as if the new reign represents the truth, you, my daughter, will suffer terribly in my holy name, just as the prophets, which came before you. My followers must remain calm and pray for the salvation of all of my most sacred servants who will be caught up in this abomination. I call on them to respond as follows. Continue to follow my teachings. Never waver from the word of God. Remain loyal to your sacred duties and administer the holy sacraments as you have been instructed by me. The teachings of the Catholic Church, based on its formation by my Apostle Peter, remain infallible. Now this will change once the foundation is rocked by the changes to come. Shortly, you will no longer recognize my church, and you will feel very uncomfortable when you witness how my holy word will be tampered with. Your Jesus. The Antichrist. Message from Jesus on December 3, 2013. Be alert when you hear, especially, the prophet who tells you that he has a duty to prepare you for my second coming. When you hear of these things and when you are told that I will appear in the world, in both body and soul, know that this is not the truth. I repeat again, my warning to the world. I will never walk in the flesh again. I came, the first time, in the flesh, but when I come again I will come in exactly the same way in which I left the earth, in the clouds. Message from Our Blessed Mother, February 7, 2014, this time my Son comes in spirit only and by the command of my Father, he will not appear on earth as a man, in the flesh. I urge that this message is made clear to all, for many will come in his name, but one of them will rise to prominence and say that he is my Son, but this will be a lie. Make no mistake, the Antichrist will enthrall many and he will be seen as the most powerful, popular, charismatic and influential leader of all time. Many will believe the Antichrist to be a very holy man and, because of his links to my Son's church, people in their millions will convert to what they will believe to be the truth. This false exterior of holiness will bring tears of joy to all those who have had no faith in their lives up to then, nor belief in God. They will lavish praise upon this man and give him the credit for saving their souls. At first, the Antichrist will be seen as a great leader with an appealing, charming and lovable allure. Then in time, he will start to exhibit healing powers and many people will come forward and claim to be healed by him. Many will also claim to witness miracles in his presence. Then a series of false apparitions, in which the image of the sign of the Holy Spirit will be seen, will appear everywhere. The media will create a godlike image of him and very few will dare to publicly rebuke him. Because of his command of many languages, he will fool millions in a very short period of time. Then, the rumors that Jesus Christ has come back a second time, will begin. These will be fueled by those who will work tirelessly for the Antichrist by spreading lies, until eventually he will be mistaken for my Son. All of these events sound far-fetched now, but when they all unravel before you, it will seem like a natural series of events, which will be seen by many as uplifting. Prayers from Heaven. Crusade prayers and litany prayers. My dearly beloved daughter, it must be known, that I wish to form an army of prayer groups around the world. I will provide you, my army, with prayers that will need to be recited to save souls. October 23, 2011. These prayers were written in heaven and promise extraordinary graces. They have one purpose only and that is to save the souls of everyone, every child, every creed, each sex, every religious denomination and atheists. This is my greatest desire. November 11, 2012. Here are a few of these prayers. The Confession, Crusade Prayer 8. I, Jesus your King and Savior, now present my prayer for confession. This prayer should be said to plead for clemency for the forgiveness of sin during and after the warning. Here's the prayer. Dearest Jesus, I ask your pardon for all my sins and for the hurt and injury I have caused to others. I humbly pray for the graces to avoid offending you again and to offer penance according to your most holy will. I plead for the forgiveness of any future offense which I may partake in and which will cause you pain and suffering. Take me with you into the new era of peace so that I may become part of your family for eternity. I love you, Jesus. I need you. I honor you and everything you stand for. Help me, Jesus, so that I may be worthy to enter your kingdom. Plenary Indulgence for Total Absolution, Crusade Prayer 24. Jesus is offering total forgiveness and absolution to anybody who sincerely repents and prays the following prayer for 7 consecutive days. not meant as a substitute for confession for Catholics. Here's the prayer. O my Jesus, you are the light of the earth, you are the flame that touches all souls, your mercy and love knows no bounds. We are not worthy of the sacrifice you made by your death on the cross, yet we know that your love for us is greater than the love we hold for you. Grant us, O Lord, the gift of humility so that we are deserving of your new kingdom. Fill us with the Holy Spirit so we can march forth and lead your army, to proclaim the truth of your holy word and prepare our brothers and sisters for the glory of your second coming on earth. We honor you. We praise you. We offer ourselves, our sorrows, our sufferings as a gift to you to save souls. We love you, Jesus. Have mercy on all your children wherever they may be. Amen. Seal of the Living God, Crusade Prayer 33. God our Father is offering this seal as a protection for each and every one of us and our families during the future difficult times we will have to live in before the second coming. Here's the prayer. O my God, my loving Father, I accept with love and gratitude your divine seal of protection. Your divinity encompasses my body and soul for eternity. I bow in humble thanksgiving and offer my deep love and loyalty to you, my beloved Father. I beg you to protect me and my loved ones with this special seal, and I pledge my life to your service forever and ever. I love you, dear Father. I console you in these times, dear Father. I offer you the body, blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son in atonement for the sins of the world and for the salvation of all your children. Amen. Grace of Immunity for Others, Litany Prayer 2. Jesus, on August 24, 2012, bring all those souls close to your heart and place them now before the throne of my Father and, in his mercy, he will give you the greatest gift of all. He will grant their salvation. Here's the prayer. O Heavenly Father Most High, I love you. I honor you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive us our trespasses. I adore you. I praise you. I give you thanks for all your special graces. I beg you for the grace of immunity for my beloved, name all those in a list for the salvation of souls. I offer you my loyalty at all times. You, O most heavenly Father, creator of all things, creator of the universe, creator of humanity, you are the source of all things. You are the source of love. You are love. I love you. I honor you. I lay myself before you. I beg for mercy for all souls who don't know you, who don't honor you, who reject your hand of mercy. I give myself to you in mind, body and soul so that you can take them into your arms, safe from evil. I ask you to open the gate of paradise so that all your children can unite, at last, in the inheritance you have created for all of us. Amen. More information at www.newheavenandearth.com, www.thebookoftruthonline.blogspot.ca. Jesus, on September 1, 2012, just know that we, the Holy Trinity, are your family. The new heaven and earth will be your true home. Follow me on the path of truth so I can take you to your rightful home. A home so full of love and joy that it is all you need strive for.